You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Well, that's what I'm saying. What it's going to turn out to be, I guess, is something completely different, really, isn't it? What I can tell you, which in actual fact is good news, are the rain. We are desperately needing this rain, and we're getting some. Still raining out there this morning, which might dampen some of the ideas that certain people have got in closing all the streets today. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll try and keep you up to date, and also you can help us by WhatsApping us on 677-18822. If you know what's going on out there, do let us know. I'll be flying alone this morning. I told Yasmin not to bother to get it come in. She could have probably got in, but she might never have got home again. The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is November the 16th, and it is Thursday. Let's take a look. Do we have a birthday for today? We do indeed. We've got, this is going back to the year 1896. Joan Lindsay was an Australian author, now best known for her ambitious and intriguing novel, Picnic at Hanging Rock, which was adapted, of course, as well into a very successful movie.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You wake up and it's far too late. You never saw the writing on the wall. But it's no use when the love is gone. And you try, but you just can't carry on. When every right just turns out wrong. I didn't see the warning sign. You took the weight off my shoulders. You were the light in my life. But you just could not carry on. 'Cause every right just turned. I finally came to realize I've thrown it all too late. Oh, how I miss those ordinary days. Now I'm lost without the two of us, and you're not the one to blame. It was me who turned the sunshine into rain. And when I finally came to realize I'd thrown it all away, 'cause with you
there we go, Leon Jackson. And he is a Scottish singer, and he finished first in the fourth series of the British Talent Show, The X Factor. That was in 2007. Now, following his win, he was the main star on his own web series entitled Leon's Life. That ran from 2007 until 2008, so it was only for a year. Here's one you might remember. You want to go back in time. Cat Stevens, well, first you remember him. And this song, Matthew and Son. There we go, Yos. Matthew and Son. In actual fact, I mean, we know him as Cat Stevens, don't we? That was his official name. But of course, he changed to Yusuf Islam. And that was his 1965 hit song, Matthew and Son, and written by him as well. It was following his discovery by a producer and manager, a guy called Mike Hurst. And Stevens debuted professionally in the music business in the release of his single, I Love My Dog. This is always going to get a lot of sympathy, isn't it? That was in September of 1966. The song's surprising commercial success established his idiosyncratic songwriting style, and they extended his contract with DRAM Records. Matthew and Son was musically inspired by a previous song he had written, while the lyrics were inspired by his girlfriend at the time, who worked a lot, apparently. I know my good lady works a lot, God bless. There we go. Matthew and son. I think I said 1965, it's 1966, of course. Anyway, Earth, Wind and Fire. It's a beautiful rainy morning out there this morning. And I think none of us know where we're going to be going during the course of today, do we? Sing a song! And Earth, Wind and Fire, and sing a song. And that is bringing us down with more. Well, I'll tell you what, we're almost exactly where we are exactly now. 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning, rainy Thursday morning. I am happy to say, boy, did we have a downpour yesterday afternoon. All I can say is I hope it's filling up the lakes. Let's hear something, shall we, from the canal. Tell us. Hey, your leg's filling up, we need to know. Let's get you in the shower. Use some of that water. Get you in the shower and spruced up, ready for what you're going to be doing today, whatever it is you're going to be doing. As I always tell you, just be cautious out there. We don't know what's going to happen on the streets. What I can see so far with all these blockages, dribs and drabs of people just closing the streets. Anyway, it's daytime, but this is the night to remember. It comes from Shalimar.
Let's
go, yes. Shalimar, a night to remember. Right, let's get you out of the shower, shall we? Come on. Chop, chop. And off to wherever it is you're going today. If you can go, that is the problem. I'm keeping one eye on the Telemetro news right now. There's somebody talking about how this is affecting the economy. When we give you the news at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, some of the local news, and you'll see now this is the cruise season, even when it's raining. It's the cruise season. Well, guess what? Cruise lines are cancelling stopping at Panama, even if it is their home port. They're not coming here. They're going away. We're keeping an eye, they say, we're keeping an eye on the situation in Panama. Our interest is in keeping our guests and our crew safe. So congratulations. I mean, I don't know. I just get angry when I think about it, that we got these few people going on the streets, causing this disruption, destroying the country's economy, and the government, well, it sits back and says, oh, don't worry, it'll pass. Well, we'll see, shall we? This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Get over you.
You think you've got your way.
There we go. Yes, Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Get Over You. Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm just thinking, as I do, because we've got these organisations, one today, again, in local news, CCIAP, and what's the other one, APEDI, I think these are business organisations. Class action. Get together. Class action lawsuit against, let's face it, the two main, unions, which are causing all this trouble, Suntrax and ASIPROF. ASIPROF, of course, being the teachers who really should be in school, teaching, class action lawsuit, loss of earnings by businesses. That'll soon sort them out, won't it? Anyway, the time on the breakfast show. I tell you what, good time to squeeze one more in. Before the bottom of the hour comes from the Bee Gees. I think this is what we should be doing today, don't you? You should be dancing. Still raining out there.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
The words of this song, they're a warning to the living.
The words of this song, they're a given. So baby, listen.
Let's go.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out.
Until you say it's enough, let's dance until we drop and wake up in the same clothes.
I wanna take you higher, let me take you down low. When you feel like you're on fire, when you finally lose control.
This crazy night is waking, hearts are breaking. Let's get this music in time with the love.
Too far, wanna distract you, then silently steal your heart. Mislead you and deceive you. I'll tell you I can rescue you until you realize that I can't.
Let me take you higher.
Oh, let me take you way down low.
Can be what you desire. Just be patient. Let's get this music in line with the love I'm making.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way I'll end this song until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing while you're saying nothing. I'll keep pushing till you shout, you're giving it up. You can run and try to escape, but it's gonna be tough.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell me where your head has gone. Why do you hide your mouth from me? I'd pray to a different God for you. Tell me I'm your ride or die. Anything I could believe, I would like to live as one with you. I could let you break these laws I once made for me if you want to, 'cause I want you. But the trouble is, if I give what I've got, would you hold it up against me? If I show what I'm not, will I hurt you like they hurt me? What I fear I become, every word will be undone. To love someone is to lose someone. Power in the weakest way. Thought I had this set for me. Maybe there's no playing God with you. If there's no turning back, you could repeat my past. Then what would I do? I don't want to, but I want you. So the trouble is, if I what I've got, would you hold it up against me? If I show what I'm not, will I hurt you like they hurt me? What I fear I become, every word will be undone. To love someone is to lose someone. I wanna let go. I wanna live for two, I wanna be wrong. I wanna learn to lose, I got to get down. With nothing left to prove, and if I got you, I had to make it through. And I ain't scared of trouble, 'cause you're worth the trouble. Now I don't approve what I used to choose. If I give what I've got, would you hold it up against me? If I show what I'm not, will I hurt you like they hurt me? What I fear I become, every word will be undone. To love someone is to lose someone.
What a beautiful voice, isn't it? Joy Crooks. Not Joe, it's a girl. Gosh, you tell. Come on, wake up. Joy Crooks there. And I just love her. Comes from South London, down that way. By the way, she's got the name of her Irish grandfather, Frankie Crooks, tattooed on her arm before he died. That was in 2018. And because Joy Crooks, she's a British-Irish Bangladesh singer-songwriter from the UK. Well, she says, Crooks has cited that Black Eru, Marvin Gaye, The Pogues, Sinead O'Connor, Kendrick's Lamar, Gregory Isaacs and Kate Nash as some of the names incorporated with her first experiences with music. She told the BBC about the music that she was exposed to whilst driving with her father to her Irish dancing lessons. And she said, my dad wanted to give me a real education from Nick Cave to King Tubby to all this Pakistani music, he'd say. This is from your ends of the world. You should hear this. And she has, and by the way, she's been very quiet, obviously, since 2020 when she brought out Skin. And one of the reasons, I guess, because I was looking up, because I'm a bit of a fan, they send me information. She's had a baby, which is all rather nice. So congratulations to Joy Crooks.
Thank you.
Well, we're about a month late. It's called October Grey, but it isn't. It's November Grey out there. There's a band called The Screaming Jets from Australia. Hard rock band, formed in Newcastle in Australia. And that was back in 1989 by their frontman, Dave Gleason. And let me see, their singles, was it Better? They did a single called Better. That was in 1991, reached number 4 on the related singles chart. Now, let me see, what else we got? I'm keeping one eye, by the way, on the Telemetro live news here at the moment. And they're showing some of the streets have been closed. I mean, Cinta Costera is closed. But you know what I'm finding interesting? And Cuatro Altos, of course, that's always been a sore point. And Via Zaita. But I'm telling you, 5 or 6 people, Via Zaita, there's hardly anybody there. They've closed the roads. People are turning around. Taxis are turning around and going back. Cinta Costera, about 30, 40 people possibly there. Why is nobody doing anything about this? You know, we had hundreds of thousands, well, not hundreds of thousands, we had, well, getting on for it, I guess, out, you know, getting this mining contract stopped. We've got, you know, handfuls of people bringing the whole economy to a grind. Where's the government? Where's the security forces? I don't see any. I don't see any out there whatsoever. One might be mistaken for thinking that this is because we spoilt their mining contract. They're not doing anything about it. And the economy is going down the drain. This is the Rolling Stones. Live by the Sword is what it's called. It's off of their new album, Hackney Diamonds. The album is brilliant. Hackney Diamonds is the album. The group, of course, is the Rolling Stones. And that one is called... It's called Live by the Sword. Right. Let's sit back and relax, shall we? Got no choice, have we? Jose Feliciano. behind this guitar. Keep an eye on the time, 4 minutes before the top of the hour.
I love the towns, I love the crowds, love the way my life's turned out, the way it has. I get to sing and chase my dreams, like they say with all good things, their strings attached. Don't get me wrong, my life's a song. You know me, I belong, girl, where you are. But from time to time it feels like I'm trapped, somehow stuck behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. When I was a kid and the other kids were doing what most kids did, well, there I was, sitting on the edge of my twin bed, peeking till my fingers bled and it got in my blood. That's not to say I didn't fish or play, goof around and act my age and be home at nine. But from the age of nine till right here tonight, you might say I pretty much grew up behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. I'd get this far. Well, I've always said that I've been blessed. Why me is anybody's guess. Well, I don't know. But I'm well aware that the man upstairs could have answered any other's prayers and let mine go. But thanks to him, my family and friends, those who got me where I am, you know who you are. But with that in mind, the truth is I'm not the only one behind this guitar.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
This has got to be a special tribute to the houses of Newell, La Beja, and Extravaganza, Manatee, Celeron, Omni, Ebony, Dupre.
There we go, two great tracks, all about voguing. How many of you out there remember voguing? Well, it's, go away, that's, by the way, that's Malcolm McLaren there in the Bootsiller Orchestra and deep in vogue. And before that, it was Madonna, needless to say, and just called a vogue. Right, now, that is, well, it's a highly stylized modern house dance. It was originated in the late 1980s. It evolved out of the Harlem ballroom scene of the 1960s. It gained mainstream exposure when it was featured in Madonna's song and video, Vogue, and when showcased in the 1990 documentary, which was Paris is Burning. That went on, by the way, to win the Grand Jury Prize at the 1991 Sundance Film Festival. In its modern form, the dance has become a global phenomenon that continues to evolve both stylistically and demographically. And I can tell you, I remember, I used to go to the club. For some reason, fans, you know, Japanese type fans that came into this. When I say the fans, you know, the ones you sort of open up, not the ones like a bicycle, paddle for your boat. But no, you had to be careful because these people would get on the dance floor with their fans doing all these sort of moves, and the fans were there. You could lose an eye. You had to have some special insurance if you wanted to go dancing in those days. So anyway, two Vogue tracks for you here on this morning's breakfast show. I'll tell you what, it is about time. Let's see if we can check in with our friend Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's another day in paradise. Rainy paradise. I've got a lot of messages from a lot of people, and I want to say thank you to everyone being so kind and so considerate. But I got to tell you, looking outside, the traffic don't look too bad just yet. It looks like you all haven't decided to go to work or not. Got some text messages, people telling me all the places that are closed down today, the different streets, the this, the that, the other. I just figured we'll just hunker down here and wait it out. I'm flying out to see my mom. My mom's actually doing much better. Thank you. All you guys talking about her must have made her feel better. And now she's cranky. Last night, it was kind of funny. My sister said, "Mom's cranky." She said, "Don't come back tonight." My sister and my father were told, "Don't come back." So she must be feeling better. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward. I'm going to fly out on Sunday and spend some time there versus my sister coming here for the holiday. Hey, Cook, shout out to you. Thank you so much for holding down the finca and the fort and all the animals and everything. Tell Clarence I love him. Give him a little kissy, kissy. Poor little Clarence. He had quite the ordeal the other day. So, and after all of the things that happened to him, and we took him to the hospital, he had all his stitches to close up all the dog bites that he just ripped up a mess. And we put him in his little box cage, etc., to kind of keep him isolated so that he can have time to heal. And a cat that had been missing for 2 months, Mr. Binkers, shows up, and I'm telling you, the cook just went, "Mom Binkers, you're home, mommy." She was so happy, I must say, very happy. And Chelsea was like, "Good, another butt to smell." Yeah, that's what she did. She went for the butt. Yep, she did. Yep, I know. Kind of funny. All right, I don't even know what day it is. I think today's Thursday. Yeah, today's Thursday. So that means tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Woo, I'm looking forward to find something interesting to talk about. I always find a way. All right, thank you all for your well wishes. Mom's doing much better. I'm hoping she'll come home before I get there on Sunday. We'll see. Anyways, you guys be safe out there and watch out for those road closings. We, like Jerry says, we want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, until then, back to you in the studio.
No chance to reach you. No bridge, no boat, no stone. Then I would swim the water just like Brian Jones.
If I would ever lose you to someone else one day, I'd sure be diplomatic, just like Cassius Clay.
There we go, and that is DePaze and the radio big band, the big band there from Frankfurt big band, and something special. And thanks for Ingrid for checking in this morning. I'm glad to hear Mum is definitely on the mend. You can tell, can't you, when they go cranky? That's how you can tell I'm all right. When I go cranky, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. Don't worry. Let me see, time-wise, exactly 25 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning, Christopher. Says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. There's not much traffic on the road today. It may just be you, Christopher. Says, maybe please hear. Tell me, how do you feel? It's a song by Lee Michaels.
Would you be happy?
we go. Tell me, how do you feel? Part one. Lee Eugene Michaels, but he was born Michael Olson back in 1945. American rock musician. He sings and accompanies himself on organ, piano and guitar, and I love the sound of that organ, I tell you. He is best known for his 1971 top 10 US hit single, Do You Know What I Mean? And in 1988, here's an interesting fact for you, in 1988 he founded the Marina Del Rey, California-based restaurant chain, it's a chain, called Killer Shrimp, which he and his family continue to operate to this day. Here's a song. Comes from the new Hunger Games movie.
Blood on the side of the mountain is riding all over the wall. Shadows of us are still dancing in every room and every hall. The snow falling over the city, you thought that it would wash away the bitter taste of my fury and all of the messes you made. Yeah, you think that you got away, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. You can't catch me now. I bet you thought I'd, I bet you figured I'd be something easy to fit. Oh, you think I'm gone cause I left. But I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. Sometimes the fire you found it don't burn the way you'd expect. Yeah, you thought that this was the end.
All because
There we go, yes, two in a row. Say, the first one we started up with there, it came from the new Hunger Games movie, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And it's called... What's it called? It's called Catch Me. Catch Me Now, so hang on, let me just... Because, yeah, I've got it here, of course. Can't Catch Me Now is what it's called. Some great tracks in that movie, and it's quite funny, actually, because I hadn't seen the previous movies. So I thought, well, this is probably something I'll see, and it'll just sort of drift away. But it's something that sort of the mind keeps going over the movie. It's very, very good. I enjoyed it. And it's now sort of urged me on to watch the previous movies, which I will be doing as soon as I can find out where I can watch them. But, yeah, absolutely first class. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 11 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9 this morning. Yasmin's dropped me a little note. Got two people that are born on this day of music. So we'll take a look at those in the next hour as well. Post Malone, and it's called Circles, and original name was Austin Richard Post, and known professionally, of course, as Post Malone. You might be interested to know that he got his stage name by putting or inputting his birth name into a rap name generator. It's something for you to do, isn't it? Name all your kids from a rap name generator. I wonder what that looks like. Anyway, great track. I like it. Post Malone. I also like this guy, Troye Sivan.
Give me the courage to say all the shit on me, yeah. Give me a song and rock your body. lucid dreaming. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really need. Give me that honey, honey love, you got the recipe. You know, I see love in every space. I see sex in every city, every town. I wonder what a still could make. Cause I feel so good around you. Can you imagine what we get up to, yeah? Something different about tonight. I could speak or just let my body explain. I'm getting close to satisfied. And I love so much about you. Don't even think there's no time we'll get to, yeah.
My body's working in overdrive. Don't get up late, let's go all the time. Mantra eternally in my mind. In my mind. Give me that courage to say all the shit I mean, yeah. Give me that song to rock your body, a lucid dream, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really mean.
There he goes, Troy Sivan. If you are keeping an eye on time, we're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour, from 9 o'clock, and I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take one of the new pieces of music from Duran Duran, and this is it. This is it. Here we go. It's called Supernature. Comes off of the album Dance Macabre. probably wouldn't take you very long to guess what the name of that song is, really, would it? Thank you. Yes, indeed. That is what it's called off of their brand new album. It was released on the 27th of October and to a good critical acclaim, actually. It's good to hear them back. That's Duran Duran. Time on the Breakfast Show. Missed it at 8. Well, they got it for you again now. It's the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you. all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Brilliant, isn't it? That's it. That's Chris Stapleton. Now, we had a track, for say, tracks you remember. We had a track from the Moody Blues to start off with No More Lies. And I say that was Chris Stapleton off of his brand new album, which is called Higher. And the track, South Dakota. Love it. Great bit of blues, as always, from Chris Stapleton. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 26 minutes, and that's after the hour of at 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at a couple of tracks that Yasmin has found for today of people born on this day in music. There, see, she's busy away there. Busy, 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 busy. Busy. Busy, busy. Yes, she's busy. As always, so thanks for that, yes. I tell you what, we're going to start off with this one. The year was 1945, and born on this day was Paul Raymond, English keyboardist and a guitarist. Paul Raymond joined Plastic Penny in the early 1960s as their keyboardist, vocalist, and replaced, if anybody possibly could, Christine McVie in the British blues band Chicken Shack. And here's a favourite one from Chicken Shack. I'd rather go blind. Sounds like another Chris Stapleton song, doesn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, 27 after the hour of 9 o'clock.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you and her talking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw
there we go. Of course, that is Christine McVie there on that version of I'd Rather Go Blind. That was also a great success for Etta James as well. I love that version, Christine McVie. If you could think Paul Raymond could substitute that. Well, not really. Anyway, I love that track. And my next one, or not my next one, Yasmin's next one goes back in time a little bit further, 1938, a guy called Troy Seals. Now, Troy Seals was with the James Brown Band, 1966 US number 8 and UK number 13 single, It's a Man's World, remember that one? And the 1986 UK number 5 single, Living in America. And it was 1963. There was also the Live at the Apollo album. Great. Oh, this. But the one I always remember from the James Brown and James Brown Band is It's a Man's World. Classic, It's a Man's World from James Brown. And a big thanks to Yasmin for being there and having a little rummage around this morning, finding a couple of people born on this day in music. And we'll have that feature track on our website today as well, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And we'll just make our way to 26 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. And we're going to have a little bit of Luther Vandross. I really didn't mean it. Well, it's too late now because you've done it. How are you getting on out there, by the way? Yeah, I hope, I guess a lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of people have made the same sort of comment. It's all a little bit like the pandemic, isn't it, really? And it's just as depressing as well. As I mentioned earlier on, I mean, what they're doing by closing the streets, number one, is illegal because by the Constitution we're allowed the freedom of movement, which is what we are not getting right now. And it's basically two unions. It's Suntrax and Asoprof, which are the two unions which are pushing for these closures. And we've got some, you know, good business organisations out there. We've got the CCIAP and we've got a PEDI. I think it's a PEDI, if I'm not wrong. Why don't they, you know, start legal action against those two unions, which are basically promoting something which is illegal, and sue them. Sue them for every single penny they've got for loss of business. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as my granny would say. And it's interesting, if you heard the news, is that the Cajadoros have closed the accounts of, begins with an S, Suntrax. Anyway, it's all very disappointing. It's very embarrassing for us as a country, and it is really, really affecting the economy. And I noticed one thing. I mean, talk about personally. I went to the supermarket yesterday evening. No milk. They're having to throw milk down the drain. This is the absolute truth. They're having to throw milk down the drain. Incredible. We can't get it in the supermarkets. Short of veggies. Was it $5 something for a cabbage I saw yesterday?
I
a nice colour. It's simply red. And the right thing. We are 15 and a half minutes away from the hour. I've got to tell you what. How many of you remember a particular actor? His name is Burgess Meredith, and he was born on this day. And that, of course, is, if you haven't got it yet, it's the 16th of November, and it's Thursday. Burgess Meredith, he was born on this day, it was 1907, American actor. He was best known for portraying Rocky Balboa's trainer, Mickey Goldmill, in the Rocky films. And as the one I always remember him as the Penguin in the TV series of Batman. He also earned a new generation of fans portraying the father of Jack Lemmon's character in the 1993 film Grumpy Old Men. That's what I like. I subscribe to that. Swing out, sister boys and girls. Blue mood. Not Blue Moon, Blue Mood. I tell you what, I got one to take us towards the end of this morning's program. I guess it comes from Roxette, and it must have been love. Go with Roxette, and it must have been love. I'll never find another you. That'll take us out of the program for this morning. go. Yes, I'll never find another you. And that's The Seekers. And that's brought us to the end of this morning's program. It's been me alone here in the studio this morning because there was no point in Yasmin trying to get in this morning, nor Alex. We were going to all be well have had Alex, but it's just best and safe that everybody stays put and looks after themselves. Anyway, it's a big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. She's getting ready to go off over the weekend to the Estados Unidos. So big thanks to Ingrid, and also to Yasmin, of course. They're working for us on The Breakfast Show, but not here in the studio. And a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Our co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our information, including our other birthdays as well. And of course to to the boys and girls of Group of Grad who keep us up and running in the morning and are about to shut us down. And also, most importantly, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We will be back with you same time tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, and it is Friday. Take a deep breath. Let's hope this business gets behind us quickly. Do look after yourselves today, and it's going on apparently till 7 tomorrow morning, so tomorrow morning might be a little bit difficult. But anyway, please, please, please look after yourselves, because, you know, I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.